I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Vancouver Canucks and the Chicago Blackhawks. And they're going to wrap things up with the St. Louis Blues going into LA to play the Kings. Like I said, we're going to start with the Canucks and the Blackhawks. The lines opened up in this game of Vancouver at minus 176 and the Blackhawks at plus 146. Moved around a little bit, but went right back to where it started. So you got the Canucks minus 176, the Blackhawks at plus 146. You can get the Canucks on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 140, and the over-under in this game is at 6.5. The Canucks coming into this game, 33-34-5 on the year, 40-32 against the puck line, 40 overs, 25 under, 16-16-4 on the road this season. Mostly going to be Thatcher Demko in net for them tonight. He's 11-13-2, a 3-2-1 goals against, an .898 save percentage. And I really would like to know what the season would be like if Demko had survived the whole season. He's come back from injury. He's played pretty well. And the Canucks, they've been one of the hottest teams in the NHL. I know they traded away Bo Horvat, but Anthony Beauvillier has been a good pickup. It just seems like he needed a change of scenery. It seems like Bo Horvat was done in Vancouver. Beauvillier was done on Long Island. They really were not happy with their surroundings. I know Beauvillier probably was happier on Long Island than Bo was in Vancouver. But Beauvillier has gotten there. He has 17 points in his first like 11 games at the Canucks. He's fit in nicely. It looks like to be a solid trade for both sides. But the Canucks have won 4 of their last 5 games, 3 unders in that time. They beat the Stars yesterday 3-1. And it makes you wonder, if Rick Tocchet was coaching this team from the beginning, where would they be? Because they've been that good. They just keep finding ways to win. The Canucks are 5-1 in their last 6 road games. They're 9-2 in their last 11 overall. So they've gone on a couple of win streaks here. And it really makes you wonder, could they have made the playoffs if they had Rick Tocchet the whole season? Now, a team we know would make the playoffs no matter who is the coach is the Blackhawks. They're 24-42-6, 33-39 against the puck line, 36 overs, 34 unders, 14-18-3 at home this season. Probably going to be Peter Mrazek in net for them tonight. He's 8-19-3 on the year, a 3.63 goals against, an .895 save percentage. And the Blackhawks, they're back to their losing ways. They lost 4 in a row. They got beat by the Wild yesterday 3-1 in a big game for Minnesota. Not really for Chicago, because obviously Chicago, they have their sights set on getting Connor Bedard. They're right there. They're one of the top 5 worst teams in the NHL. We know the NHL changed around the way the draft lottery works. So they're getting closer and closer and closer to possibly getting Connor Bedard, and we know that he's the jumpstart that a franchise could use. But the Blackhawks, they've gone in a completely different direction. They have just taken all the young talent that they had and just shipped it off all over the NHL. They have completely just restarted everything. That's why I'm going to go with the Canucks on the road in this game. Also, the Canucks are 5-1 in their last 6 against Chicago, and they're a hot team, and the Blackhawks are just, they keep finding ways to lose and lose and lose. Plus, minus 176, not that bad of an idea, and here's a play. Plus 140 on the puck line. That might be the move there. Go with the Canucks on the puck line. I know the puck line is a very dangerous thing, but you got to think about it because the Blackhawks are horrible and the Canucks are one of the better teams in the NHL right now. We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the St. Louis Blues and the Los Angeles Kings. The lines opened up in this game with the Blues at plus 164 and the Kings at an even minus 200. Shifted around a little bit now with the Blues at plus 184 and the Kings at minus 225. You get the Kings on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 115 and the over-under is at 6.5. The Blues coming in, they're 33-33-6 on the year, 32-40 against the puck line, 42 overs, 22 unders, 18-17-1 on the road this season. Probably going to be Jordan Binnington in net for them tonight. He has been back from suspension. He's 23-24-5 on the year, a 3.38 goals against, an .892 save percentage. He has 2 shutouts as well on the season, and he's just an absolute lunatic in net. Now, honestly, it's pretty hilarious to think about Jordan Binnington because he gives up a ton of goals and he still like celebrates hard as anybody. Sometimes at some point you just got to like tip your hat and just be like, that's honestly hilarious. Like he gave up 6 goals and he's at center ice. They're trying to hype up the crowd last week. That made no sense to me, but hey, whatever floats your boat. The Blues have won 4 of their last 5, 3 overs in that time. They're coming off of a win against the Ducks last night, 6-3. Good win for the Blues, obviously, but their season's not really going anywhere. They're looking towards next season, and I do think that they're one of the teams that could retool and just get back into winning next season. So just build on what's happened this year, learn from it, and obviously getting Jacob Vrana from Detroit is a good piece that could restart this thing, and there are rumors that Ryan O'Reilly might head back there in the offseason. So that would be huge to jumpstart this thing. Now, the Blues are 4-0 in their last 4 road games. That's something to keep an eye on. They've been playing actually pretty good on the road lately. The Kings, they're 42-20-10 on the year, 40-32 against the puck line, 38 overs, 30 unders, 24-9-11 at home this season. And the Kings are probably going to be starting Phoenix Copley in net for them tonight because obviously they played yesterday. He's 22-4-3 on the season, a 2.61 goals against, a .904 save percentage. He has 1 shutout. The Kings have won 4 of their last 5 games, 3 unders in that time, and they beat the Jets yesterday 4-1. a very good win for them, because obviously they had two teams within their division playing against each other. It was the worst case scenario for the Kings, because the Oilers and the Golden Knights went to overtime. Sucks for the Oilers, they couldn't beat the Golden Knights, try to hunt them down, maybe even give a little bit of hand to the Kings. But the Kings are trying to hunt down Vegas. That Pacific Division race is far from over, because you can't count out Edmonton with 10 games left to play. You still got to deal with the Kings, obviously, if you're the Golden Knights. And Vegas, they're at the top right now. And the Kings, they have a very good team. Kopitar's having a bounce back year. Not that he struggled last season, but it kind of looks like vintage Kopitar. Doughty is still playing really well. And now with this trade to get Joonas Korpisalo, they're getting solid goaltending. Overall, they have Copley and Korpisalo contributing big time. Now, one of the big things for them is the injury to Kevin Fiala. He is out indefinitely, so that's something to keep an eye on with the Kings. Hopefully, he's able to come back in the playoffs, because he has been really good for them this season. He has been a good player for them to have. Now, all this being said, the Blues are 1-4 in their last 5 games in LA, and also the Kings are 10-2 in their last 12 home games. So I'm going to roll with the Kings in this game at home. I know the Blues have won 4 of their last 5, but we're talking about the Kings here. And the Kings saw the Golden Knights win yesterday. They know they have to keep pace. So I'm expecting a huge performance out of the Kings in this game. So give me LA at home. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the St. Louis Blues and the Los Angeles Kings.